You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study in the Word of God here. We this week are looking at the next church in line of what we've been looking at here lately, and that is the Lord's letters to these seven churches. We're going through all seven of these. This is, I believe, the third or the fourth one now. We're looking at the church in Thyatira. And once we're done with these seven, then we're going to look at the Antichrist 1 week, and then we're going to look at the false prophet the next week. Now, at Island, the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island, we just started a new series just last weekend, and we're going through the books of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians verse by verse. I'm trying to, well, not trying, we are, working our way through all of Paul's epistles here for the rest of this year and then next year. Of course, in between will be various different stuff. We're not going through all of his letters without anything else. However, the Lord leads, so that could change at any week. Matter of fact, last week's change. I was going to preach at what God's green room looked like last week, but I decided to change that up and go back with this letter here to 1 Thessalonians. So here today, we're looking at what's known and what went down in history, what is remembered as the corrupt church in Thyatira, what went wrong in this city. The Lord Jesus says, notwithstanding, I've got a few things against you because you put up with this woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. I'll tell you, this is the second one in a row now. The Lord is making mincemeat out of some bad charismatic theology here. First, He calls out those who say that they are apostles and are not, because we know, after careful study of the word, what it takes to be an apostle and how they tested them. That's the first thing. Now he's calling out someone who calls herself a prophetess. This is the second one. That's what we're looking at here today, and we're going to wrap this up here tomorrow, this corrupt church in Thyatira. How can you know you're in a corrupt church? We're going to look at that here today and tomorrow. Now, here's part two of this message, the church at Thyatira.
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces gumption, spiritual fortitude. Or in other words, look out world, to use one of my favorite sayings. God is for us. Who can be against us? Or we glory in tribulations. Why? He tells us, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, patience, Holy Ghost fortitude. Notice the word produces in both of these texts. Another translation says it develops these things. Now, Polycarp had this, and Antipas had this. The attitude of fortitude that Polycarp and Antipas and these three Hebrews in the burning furnace had came about through persevering under trials in their life. This is why the Son of God commends them for having this. You have got to have in you this Holy Ghost developed spiritual fortitude that makes you say, when some crazy Muslim crashes through the door, you say to him, take a hike and get out of my face. You don't scare me. You don't scare me with your guns. You don't scare me with your knife, because God's on my side. And I know, according to my Bible, that no demon from hell can take me out before my time. No demon can take you out before your time. Have you ever seen the video of what happened to John Hagee about 20 years ago? He was preaching in his pulpit. Some crazy madman comes in there with a gun, and from 10 feet away, he emptied his gun at John Hagee. The FBI came in, and they saw all the bullets were all deflected. They were back in the wall right behind them. They all went that way from 20 feet. Now, Mr. Hagee might slip on a banana peel a year from now and leave this world that way. But no demon can take you out before your time. But I'll tell you what, the next time someone comes into his church with a gun, he's not going to be worried about it, because God's delivered him in the past from it. This is why he says, count it all joy when this kind of stuff happens to you. Now, Jesus commends this church for having this on the inside of them. Without it, you'll never make it. Without it, you'll never make it without having this. If you cut bait and run when it's hot in the kitchen, you'll never make it. Perseverance gets developed or produced on the inside of you when you hunker down in the midst of trials and troubles and allow God to deliver you through that trial. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he may exalt you in due time. Then it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Okay, we've looked at the Lord's attribute of himself. We've looked at the Lord's commendation to even the corrupt church. And now, number three, now comes the admonishment. Verse 20. Notwithstanding, I've got a few things against you, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, who calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. You know what? The Lord is making mincemeat here to this bad charismatic doctrine that's in the church today. A couple weeks ago, he said, you call yourselves an apostle. Now he comes down on this group that says, you call yourself a prophet. I've got this against you. You put up with or endure this woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. So do you know how to tell the difference between the two? I'll tell you right now. Every prophet, listen here, every prophet from cover to cover in this book, every prophet that has ever lived, Old Testament and New, has had the same unified message. Every prophet that's ever lived. This is it. Turn from your sin. Repent. Quit doing that. Your solemn assemblies make me sick. Turn back to God. Your sins will find you out. If you don't stop your sinning and return to God, you're going to die. This is the message of the prophet in the Bible. I have found one thus saith the Lord in the New Testament. You want to hear it? Only one. Now, maybe you can find another one. I've only found one. Let me read it to you. It's Acts chapter 21, starting in verse 10. This is a man named Agabus. Acts chapter 21, verse 10. It says, now as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he had come to us, he took Paul's girdle. Now, girdle is belt. He took Paul's belt and bound his own hands and feet and says, thus saith the Holy Ghost, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owns this belt and will deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they at that place, we besought him not to go to Jerusalem. In other words, the message was death sentence. That's the only thus saith the Lord I can find in the New Testament. This is the message of the prophet. These were the messages of every single solitary prophet. Follow them all throughout the entire Bible. This is the message of every prophet of God that's ever lived. When a prophet of God came to town, listen to this one. 1 Samuel chapter 16. And the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over king? Fill your horn with oil and go. I'll send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite. For I have provided me a king among his sons. So Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. So the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I've come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. You shall anoint unto me the one whom I name unto you. Now, I want you to see the response of what happened when a prophet comes to town. A real prophet. Verse 4. So Samuel did what the Lord spoke and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? It's almost hilarious. Their knees knocked. When a prophet came to town, again, I'm going back to what John Hagee said. He said if a true prophet came into this church, he would clear out the sanctuary in 10 minutes. When your sins go on the overhead, this is a prophet. This is the message of every prophet. So when someone comes to you and says that they're a prophet, and they're going to tell you where Uncle Harry hid his will, know and understand you're not hearing from a real prophet of God. Now this so-called prophet here in Thyatira is encouraging people to live it up. Verse 21. I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. So he says, I gave her time. I gave her time to repent, but she chose not to repent. End result. Verse 22. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. All right, now this is far worse than it sounds. Bed is the Greek word kline. The word means stretcher. Again, the Esposito vernacular would sound something like this. The Lord's message to the pastor of the corrupt church is, they're going to hold this lady out of here in a stretcher. If she doesn't knock it off and quit sinning and quit leading my people to sin. You see, real genuine prophets lead fallen people to stop sinning. That's what a prophet does. Not promise you money or health or wealth. No prophet in this book will ever promise you wealth or health. Or money. They'll promise you health, all right. If you turn from your sin and turn to God, then he'll promise you health. I challenge you to find a prophet in here.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.